Hello, my absolutely beautiful Taurus friends, and welcome to your horoscope for June of 2023, where Taurus, this month, I just think it's delicious. I think this is one of the most delicious months that we've got in all of 2023. We are outside of the eclipse territory, which you have really been living your best life in. We are also outside of Mercury being retrograde in your sign. So as we're coming into June, we really have a lot of forward motion. Now we will experience Saturn and Neptune stepping into retrograde, and Pluto will back its retrograde into Capricorn. But the outer planets are really, Taurus, more so in my vision, getting the world ready for you, right? These are social and transsocial planets. So what we have is the outside world. Like, you have had ideas, you've had visions, and Taurus, you have worked this last couple years. You have worked, and whatever you have worked on, the world has been waiting for you. Now, the most interesting thing I think about this month is that because you've got this opportunity, especially with Jupiter coming together with the North Node, Jupiter in your sign, North Node in your sign, Uranus in your sign, you have changed. You have changed so significantly since 2022 that while you've got this rise energy, this ready for the world look out kind of energy that I do think is available for you, absolutely, and people, Jupiter is pulling in people, gurus, teachers, connections, mutually beneficial conversationalists to help you travel further faster, you might also be like, yeah, I can do all of those things. And I also want to do something completely different with myself. And the universe welcomes it. And I think you know that it is welcome this month, Taurus. So I am very, very excited for you. All right, before we jump in, please, if you see any value in our community, in our channel, or in this video, hit the like button, share this video, comment always, and subscribe. We are trying to fight the old algorithm over here. And instead of being in the battle of our lives, I'd like to just beautifully invite you to share the content. All right, Taurus, let's get in so that you can get out there because the world's waiting for you. So first and foremost, we do have transiting Jupiter now in your sign, creating that expansion, which, side note, Taurus, remember, with Jupiter in your sign, while the expansion is here and it can be really abundant, really beautiful, Taurus, this is also the space of your first house, your body. Watch what you're eating. Eat all the good stuff. Eat two for me, please. But please make sure that there are some checks and balances in place, because the ability to just expand through the body is absolutely as abundant, and it happens so quickly that you're 30 pounds up and you go, oh my gosh, what happened? Now, it can go the other way too if you're being extreme. You can have an extreme weight loss and it's like, whoa, what just happened? So be a little bit mindful of Jupiter's contact in the space of your first house in your body, because while it's taking this big beautiful name of yours out here into the world or expanding your presence, it could also just be expanding your body. Now, if you're pregnant, you want that. We want beautiful expansion, right? So enjoy it. But we're gonna have Jupiter in conjunction with the North Node, and for me, flat out, hands down, this is the day, this is the time, knowing that Uranus is also present in this particular space, there is a teacher. There's a teacher, there's a connection, there's a collaboration, there's your next great adventure, a person, people who are like-minded to you are showing up in your space to help you go further, faster. These are connections that I would tell you, say yes. Say yes and go on the adventure on this particular day, okay? When we get to the third, we're going to have a full moon happening in Sagittarius at 13 degrees. Now, this is going to light up your eighth house space, Taurus, okay? So in the eighth house, we're doing things like death, debt, taxes, but we're also doing intimacy. You see into me. So where you have a deep connection with another resource, this is where you're having your impact. So sometimes the impact that we have is with our partners. We share money with them. We share sex with them. We share intimacy with them. Other times the connection that we have can be with where we need to have healing. We've got a wound and the healing, right? Because if something plucks that wound or if something plucks the healing, we will have a pretty big reaction to it, okay? Now, I also like to think, especially at the full moon, which is asking us to end something, acknowledge something, or to make an adjustment, that one of the things you have access here to is to detox. Whatever needs to be detoxed. What do you need to get rid of? Now remember, Sagittarius is a mental energy. It's a mental fire, okay? And so it's like in your big picture of something that is going on, in your eighth house, where do you need to detox this a little bit? That big picture doesn't actually fit anymore. Maybe it's the old story, or it's like, yes, this is the right story, but let's move this piece out and put it over here. This is a great time for collaborations, Taurus. I'm telling you, the people are coming for you. The world is waiting for you. Your community is waiting for you. Taurus, you are uniquely in a position, like you were 12 years ago, whether you understood it then or not, to be a leader in your space. 12 years ago, you might not have felt like you had the capacity to do so, but now you can. So these expansive mental energies, the expansion of your environment, you know, Sagittarius is a big energy. Where are you moving to? Where are you going to? All of these things put you in a position to collaborate. If you needed to apply for a business loan, get financing, financial aid, any of these kinds of things, this is also a full moon that I think you hear information back, and it's really useful to get things moving forward, okay? On the 5th, we've got Venus moving into the energy of Leo. Now, this is going to light up your fourth house space. If you have not had the opportunity to watch the video that Nicholas Polymenakis and I did on the Venus retrograde, please check it out. We walk you through the full cycle. We're going to work with Venus in Leo energy all the way until October. So you want the dates. You want to know what to be watching for sure. Okay, so I'll make sure I link it here, and I'll definitely put it at the end of the video. But as Venus moves here into your fourth house space, it's home, family, real estate, property, domestic things, your family. You are in the space of loving, being generous, being creative, being joyful, seeking pleasure, seeking to bring pleasure into your home space. Now, for some of you, this may honestly, it's Leo energy. It's big, it's vast, it's passionate, you know? This could be that you are investing in a new hobby into your home. You're investing in a new home, right? Venus is about relationships and finance. So you could be buying a new home. You could be moving to a new home. You could be signing that contract. You could be bringing some beautiful furniture in your house where you're like, yes, this is plush and delicious and I love it, right? So whatever it is, Venus is bringing an ease about to this particular energy. Now, keep in mind, I'm not going to spoil the video. You have to go watch the video, okay? It's really very good. But one of the things that you will be stepping back to time frame is you're stepping back into your life into 2015, Taurus. So when you're thinking about this Venus and Leo season all the way until October, what was going on in your life, in your home, property, real estate, your family, with your mother, with your parents, what was going on around 2015? This will kind of give you something to perk back to and see what changes are available to you now. All right, when we get to the 11th, where are we at? We're on the 11th. We're going to see Pluto stepping its retrograde back into the energy of Capricorn. Now, Pluto went retrograde at these little cute 0 degrees of Pluto being in Aquarius, okay? But now it has backed up into the Capricorn energy. So this backs up into your ninth house space, publishing, marketing, broadcasting, faith. What do you believe? What are the philosophies that guide your life? Gurus and teachers in your life, legal things, international travel, business, language, any of those things are back on your table for review. Now, again, keep in mind, you know, Pluto worked through Capricorn energy since 2008. Since 2008. So you are an entirely different, empowered, broken down, built back up version of yourself since 2008. So as Pluto steps back into this Capricorn energy, for me, it's more about you finishing your mastery here in this ninth house area, finishing a plan that you started, finishing authoring and being empowered to author your own story, whether it's you want to do the same old thing, or I do think, Taurus, this little blip forward of Pluto into Aquarius got you curious about what else. who else could I be? How else could I do it? You know, we're a fixed energy, because I'm a Taurus too. We're a fixed energy. So doing one thing, we're very, very good at that. But we've got Uranus in the Taurus sign. We've got Jupiter over here. We had Pluto pop into Aquarius. So maybe you even want to be around different people, different organizations. You want to come out and share yourself in a world that is ready for you now. All right, when we get to the 11th, we've got Mercury moving into the energy of Gemini as well. So it's a busy day with kind of the retrograde and with the shifting of energy. But Mercury moving into Gemini, first of all, let me say, it's in domicile. So this is a very comfortable energy for Mercury. So helping you get things done, the details, okay? We had a full moon in Sagittarius, which was like, here's the big picture of my life. My financial life, my intimate life, my value life, my relationship life. Now, Mercury here in Gemini in the second house is about actually making the plans. So here's the difference. You know, in your eighth house, you say, I want to invest and buy a house, okay? But in the second house is where you do the paperwork, you figure out how much the inspection costs, you're doing all of the detailed work when we get to Mercury energy, when we get to Gemini energy, when we get to the second house. So you may be going over things with your finances. Is this a smart investment? Remember, one of the best ways to grow your money is to invest in assets, not in liabilities. Okay, so if you invest in that new outfit and that new outfit does not make you at least the amount of money that you spent on it, then that has been a liability. But if you invest in that new camera and you're able to take pictures and those pictures bring you, you know, more than you paid for the camera, then that is an asset. So this is where we're getting into some of the detail of financial things. But it's not just financial. What do you value today in the knowledge that you have of you, your world, your community, money, finances? Where is this changing how you value, how you spend, what you spend on, and your own self-esteem? Great time for financial education. All right, on the 17th, we're going to see Saturn go retrograde in the energy of Pisces. Now, Saturn moved into the energy of Pisces in March, so we're going to see this retrograde work from 0 to 7 degrees. So just go back, Taurus, go back to March of 2023 until today, June 17th of 2023, and what was happening for you here in your 11th house. Now, Pisces energy, right, can be, it can feel like it's dissolving a bit, right? It's here and then it's not. I'm trying to grab it and I can't hold on to it. So between March and now, when you're looking at your friendship zone, organizations that you're attached to, things on social media, aspirations that you had for yourself. Remember, as Saturn moved into this space, Saturn said, stop talking about it, stop just having the vision of it, and let's be about it. You know, and it's again this idea of you can have the vision of what you want for your life all you want, but if you're not authoring your movement to get you there, if you're not authoring some structure to get you there, you may have a really hard time. The other thing I think that the retrograde will help you with is to shed, to have courage, to take the mature action to, if there is a friendship group, an organization or something like that that you're not genuinely aligned with, to go ahead and shed it and let it go while also making a smart plan for yourself moving forward. Now, we'll see Saturn be in retrograde all the way until June 17th and then, of course, leave the full retrograde shadow time in November. On the 18th, we've got a new moon happening in Gemini energy at 26 degrees. So now we're going to light up and plant your seeds of intention for what you would like around your financial life. Okay, plant your seeds of intention for where you'd like to begin. Also, what you'd like to learn. Tell the truth. If you are not set in a financial position at this time too, if something happened in your life, you could be okay financially. Bring in financial education. Bring in a group of people who can help you manifest that into your life, help you learn how to do that, okay? On the 19th, we're going to see Jupiter in a sextile to Saturn, and I actually like this because Jupiter, again, is in your sign. the sextile is creating a pocket of opportunity, and you intelligently take action. So you're not waiting and hanging back with this one. You're in action with this one, Taurus, okay? Saturn is retrograde here in the energy of Pisces. So there's this conversation happening for you between who you are and where you've wanted to be aligned, or a grouping or an opportunity. So again, I want to tell you, much like the 1st of June, I want to tell you that here on the 19th of June, if an opportunity presents itself, whether to keep it or shed it, say yes. Okay, of course, if somebody says, would you like to go on a date with me and ride in the trunk of my car, you know, skip that opportunity, but other things really take advantage. When we get to the 21st, we see the sun moving into the energy of Cancer. And then right behind it, on the 26th, we see Mercury moving into the energy of Cancer. And Mercury whipped and zipped through Gemini. It did an air thing and just got through there. And so now it is ready to assist you in the details and the documentation, you know, of things you need to take care of in your third house, signing that rental agreement, doing that, doing all the bureaucracy, all the paperwork, the details of things, writing that book, getting whatever details need to be gotten together, especially things that will aid you in your own security, or they benefit your family in some way. This is where Mercury is showing up to help you get it done, and you're motivated to do so while the sun is here, okay? As we're gonna close out this month on the 30th, we're gonna see Neptune take its retrograde at 27 degrees of Pisces. So Neptune works below the level of consciousness, so it's always kind of in and out. We're always kind of in and out of a Neptune retrograde. But things to cue you to is, first of all, go to 27 degrees of Pisces in your chart, all the way to 24, and we'll see where the retrograde is taking you back to. And what Neptune is asking you to look at here is, you have this idea or this ideal or this vision of your life, of who you are, of your friendship zones, of your social connections, of technology. And when Neptune goes retrograde, reality becomes reality, right? Typically for humans, we have reality and then we have access to daydream. When Neptune is retrograde, it is reality. It is reality with no chaser, okay? So you have an opportunity here with this retrograde to say, do these ideals and these principles that I hold myself to, or that I hold these organizations to, do they actually meet and are in alignment with the reality of how I want to live my life? Or is this the time that you find out that, yes, I can do all of these things, but I want to experience myself differently? I'm ready to have this little morph, and you're trying it on a little bit in public. Really excited for you, Taurus, to see what it is that you do and you create and you take shape with that particular energy. And you can. Neptune actually went into pre-retrograde shadow time March 9th of 2023. So go back to this date. What was starting to come to your attention here at 24 degrees of Pisces? What was, you know, what was in your thought bubble at this time? Or what started to feel like, I need to surrender this. I need to let this go. This is too heavy to carry. Now we're going to see this retrograde all the way until December. And then Neptune will leave post-retrograde shadow time March of 2024. Okay. All right, my beautiful Taurus friends, please keep me posted on what is happening for you, soulmate. I would love to know what you're getting into. Where is this kind of curveball course correction coming for you, where you're like, I don't know, I think I'm going to try something different, which is such a big deal for fixed Taurus energy to do. All right, my beautiful friends, like this video, comment, share, subscribe. I love you, and I'll see you in July. Bye.